Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. It is Friday. It is a beautiful Friday morning.
The whole weekend's going to be beautiful.
Phenomenal, yes.
Yeah, lots going on.
59 degrees in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. Winds coming from the north-northwest at 8 to 10 miles an hour.
I got to look at that, but I think you... So John and I got here at the exact same time today, and I said, how do you always
that
know
that?
That
was weird.
I know.
It was weird that you were both walking in at the same time.
Right. And he said, look at that flag. And I look at the wrong flags. I look at the Schreiber flags, which is right across the street from us. He looks at the flag on top of the Northland, and it actually is blowing in a different direction. That's why I always think he's wrong. But
But
it's higher, because like he said—
All these buildings
He knows
change
more
it.
About this than—
Well, he worked with meteorologists. He probably picked up a few things
did.
Over
Absolutely.
The years.
They're blocking the wind. He goes, look at— Go to the tallest flag, which he's right. So, what did you say, Johnny?
8 to 10 from the north-northwest.
That's just like one of those. We've got, according to online.
7.
7 miles an hour?
From the north.
Yeah, but a little bit from the northwest, though, too.
I'll take that.
Yeah, me too. It does look.
Okay. It's north predominantly, a little bit from the west. I'm off by, okay,
you're right.
I got the camera more than 3 miles per hour.
No, you, oh yeah. Well, that, yeah, I don't know. That's, you should probably be
we'll
closer to 2 or 1.
What's that?
We'll get a cease and desist.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
John, that's our thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the range in weather goes from, you know, I don't think the range is the same. It's harder for Cameron. Because, you know what I mean? Like, the weather, if the weather was 84 miles per hour, we would not be here.
Yeah, so. I understand. Boy, anyway, it got hot yesterday, though, too.
Yeah. Hey, that was, what a nice night.
Beautiful
last night.
We went out last night. Oh, my God. It was a perfect night.
We were on top of the
Titletown.
Titletown rooftop and overlooking the city. And that was fun. And then you went and watched a game. Did you get home and watch the DePere game?
Yeah. Congratulations.
How about it?
Redbirds, congratulations. State champion baseball. Like I said, I did their meat raffle this winter.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to be good. I'll tell you what, if you win the state championship, I'm, you know, so that's phenomenal. Congratulations to them.
Cool.
Just wonderful. Today is blood donor day. We always say we're going to do that and we have not.
You know what? Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And it's coming up on a year. So we should probably get that.
We're going to do that.
And you do that.
Yeah.
So you have your card.
Can you lose weight by doing that? I put on 10 pounds in like 2 weeks.
How is that possible?
I know. I
don't
know.
I don't eat bad. I don't whatever.
We have not eaten here at all.
Nothing.
This week.
Well, hold on a second.
What?
We had brats and cheese curds yesterday. Okay.
And I did have fried cheese curds the night before.
Okay. Come to think of it, maybe we did eat.
Other than that.
We had donuts last Friday.
But no, Todd, you know what? You don't have this affliction that I have.
Which is what?
Alcohol.
I put on, just beer. I'm a summer beer drinker.
Yeah.
I'm not like a winter beer drinker. No. You know what I mean? But like even last night, had a couple of Amber Pale.
Sure.
I think it's called. And on a beautiful warm night. It was delicious, you know? But I'm not like one of those people tailgating in Lambeau Field parking lot. It's 8 degrees and you're drinking beer. I'm not that guy. God bless. I'll have a Bloody Mary or whatever. But for some reason, even though I only basically drink light beer... Beer puts weight on me.
Yeah.
It bloats you. You get bloated. Yes, absolutely.
And light beer I'm drinking.
But 10 pounds, that's kind of a lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, that is. That's not 3 pounds. You know.
By the way, though, you know, remember I asked you if biking counts as steps?
Yes.
Okay, on my phone thing, I got a little thing the other day when I got the ticket. And it said, congratulations, 10,000 steps. So that does count as steps. Yeah.
How does it sense that?
I don't know. Maybe just the movement of your legs or something. I don't know. But
was it on your? Did you tie it to your ankle?
No, I just had it in my pocket. I mean, I can show it to you.
I didn't know that. That's
yes.
I guess
what is well, Mark Hewson's coming in. I mean, Mark
says,
"What do you want to talk about?"
That's
and I said about my body.
Yeah, of course. That's just, I want to go back to your bike thing. I think that's a little bit cheating because if your doctor says, Johnny, you need 10,000 steps and then you bike, I think he would be misled.
Why? But it's still steps. You're still, your legs are still going around.
Yeah, but you're not carrying that 220.
Well, okay. 30,
40, but you're probably 50. Still getting your heart rate up, right?
Yeah.
And it's probably better for your knees and your hip and all that kind of stuff.
I'm a lot more tired when I get done biking than walking. I'll tell you that.
Huh.
Yeah. Maybe it's muscle. Maybe I'm just putting on too much muscle.
Could be.
From the biking. Of course, yeah. That's what it is.
You got to get that body mass index figured
absolutely,
out.
Absolutely, and okay. The BMI.
Those massive piston thighs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd focus on the 10-pound game.
You know what? I got to be honest.
Don't make up excuses.
Hey, even walking back from Titletown last night, after we had our little thing for Sandra.
You didn't stop and catch your breath, did you?
No, but again, I don't recommend wearing biker shirts under jeans on a hot day.
Nobody does, John.
They kept wanting to just slide down. I couldn't cinch them tight enough.
And then you were.
So I'm a little bit gangster. Sup, homie? Yeah, I was doing that to everybody. Yeah.
They're crossing the street.
Yeah.
You know,
who's this?
You see Johnny coming down.
Absolutely.
He takes the middle. He doesn't go to the right.
Yeah. Today is also Flag Day, June 14th. Also Flag Day, which is a phenomenal thing. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Movie night. Today is National Movie Night. Oh, my God. You know what movie was? One of my all-time favorite movies was on last night. We talked about this last week. It's got the greatest collection, I think. You know who I still think might be the most beautiful woman of all time? Sophia Loren.
That's kind of old.
I'm just saying. Of all time. So anyway, in this, okay, John Wayne, Sophia Loren, Sean Connery.
Oh, wow.
I just go on and on. The biggest, Peter Lawford. The biggest, Richard Burton, the biggest stars going.
Well, that's an old movie, but.
The Longest Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a classic? That is such a classic movie. The Longest Day, 1963.
Yeah.
About the D-Day invasion. It is so good.
And
so
where
good.
Did you bought cable or something?
No, I was just switching around on Hulu last night or Roku or whatever it is.
Is that commercial free?
Yes.
Yeah, I would do that. That's very cool.
Oh, man. I love black and white movies. I'll take a black and white movie over a colored movie any day of the week.
Alfred Hitchcock would agree with that.
Oh, man.
He just did so much.
Yep.
I know, color kind of.
You want to get together for movie night tonight? Come over to my apartment. We'll.
Oh, God.
Huh?
I'm really busy tonight.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
What do you got going on?
I'll think of something.
All right.
Yeah.
Todd?
Oh. Yeah, probably not.
Okay. Okay, just toss it out there if you want to be more for movie night.
Do you realize how creepy that would be? He lives in a studio. You walk in there and it's you.
I wouldn't think it would be creepy. What?
What, 800 square feet?
I don't know.
He doesn't have
seven?
A theater room like you. But yeah. I mean,
well, no, but I mean, then it's you. What do you have? You have one sofa.
Yeah.
Which turns into a bed.
No, it doesn't. I just sleep on it, but it doesn't turn into a bed.
Well, that's not a pullout?
No.
No. Wow. So you sleep on a sofa every night?
Half and half.
You got
depending
a floor?
What? No, I got a bed.
There's a bed up there?
Yeah.
But it's all like you can see it, everything from one angle.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I thought you were in a studio.
It's called an executive studio.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, So you got
There's one partition wall.
Yeah. Like those stuff you buy.
The bedroom, let's put it this way. The bedroom doesn't have a door on it.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's
like an alcove or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Good word, Todd.
All
I was
right.
trying to think of a word. Alcove.
The password is
alcove. That would be a tough word.
Very, very tough word.
Partition.
Yeah.
Indentation. Yeah, that would be, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's, okay. Anyway, the answer is no for Todd and me. But anyway, thanks for the invite.
Thanks for reiterating.
You know what?
That,
you two guys, we could do this. Quick poll. Would you want to have movie night at my studio apartment, yes or no?
Oh,
550
square
feet.
Let's see what they say. I think a lot of people be like, yeah, I would come, Mino.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm just telling you guys are the
I
weird
would
ones.
Probably do a background check on the people who say yes to that.
A little vetting. Today is also Bourbon Day. Man, has bourbon become popular.
There's places that's all they have.
So I've been talking with Rocky Blyer. He came back for his golf tournament and everything. But he also did a bourbon thing. He and his cousin have come out with Blyer's Bourbon.
Oh.
Okay. And I said, hey, Rock, you want to come on and talk about it? You know, blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah, I would. I said, we can, you know, tell how people can order it. He said, I'm completely out. We're going to get another shipment.
Wow.
And it's $130 a bottle.
Wow.
And where's he making?
$130 a bottle.
And he's out.
He's out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. Yeah. Today is also National Cupcake Day. I love me a good cupcake. Ugh. What?
No.
Wait a minute. What? No.
I just.
How can you not like a cupcake? That's not humanly possible.
All right. Well,
what is there to not like about a cupcake?
It's a lot of frosting, right?
Okay.
You don't have to do that, though, right? You can make cupcakes without frosting if you want.
Without laying it on? Like, there's a cupcake stand at the farmer's market the other night that looked phenomenal. Oh, my God, they look delicious. Yeah. You're the only man I know that doesn't like cupcakes.
I don't like sweets. I don't like cake. I don't have birthday cake. To call my mom. She never, my birthday, I just don't like that stuff. I mean, I love, I got to lose some weight because I love food. I do. But that stuff, I don't know how to bake. And I don't, cupcakes, no.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine. I'm glad they got their own day. And a lot of people like cupcakes. As a matter of fact, one of my kids' weddings, instead of a cake, they did cupcakes.
That's great.
Yeah. Different kinds. But yeah, well, good. Have a fun day. So it's movie night and cupcake day.
National Flag Day, but we hate cupcakes here.
Well, no, it's...
wow.
But here, look
thanks
at
for fighting for our cupcakes, guys.
Just look at the connection here, though.
What?
This is... So it's movie night.
Yeah.
Cupcake day.
Yeah.
And bourbon day. We could just consolidate that into Mino day.
And National Bath Day.
Okay,
I love baths.
Oh, come on. God.
I do, too.
Thank you, Todd.
Soak my knee.
Yeah, absolutely. When I have a bad cold, there's times when I have a bad cold, I'll get an apartment, or excuse me, a hotel, and I'll find out if they got the deep, almost like a whirlpool thing, and I will just sit in that and have a little drink of an adult beverage and just sweat. Just sweat the cold out, as my mom used to say. Sweat your cold out. I do that. I get hotel rooms just to sit in the hot, hot stuff. Love baths. Did you grow up with a shower at all? Or a bathtub?
Well, both.
You had a shower growing up?
Yeah.
Did you, Todd?
Yeah, we did.
I didn't.
I bet I haven't taken a bath in... God, I can't remember. I don't know.
And the world heaves a collective sigh.
I know. I think my mom was in the room.
Oh, Jesus, Lord Almighty.
It's a long ago one.
Yeah, we got a lot going on here today, folks. We got to get started. Mind of the Mariner, Friday morning, back after this. Rod Stewart. Man, that's the guy I would still see in concert any day.
Did you see him when he was here?
Nope.
He does like two shows.
I didn't see him when he was here. I didn't see the Eagles when they were here. I didn't see Elton John when he was here. I did not see Billy Joel when he was here.
Ooh,
and I kicked myself for every one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, every one of those.
I didn't go.
Especially the Eagles. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I did not go see Paul McCartney. And I
didn't see that. Me neither.
But I don't know. I was
never a Beatles guy.
You know what? Out of all the ones you just rattled off,
yeah,
where would Paul McCartney rate? Probably lower,
bottom,
right?
For me.
So me too.
And I know he's great. I heard he put it just an unbelievable concert, but I'm just not a Beatles guy.
We were there. We went to the pre-party, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I wasn't feeling that good, but I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't even go into the concert?
I didn't.
Because some people say it's the greatest concert you could ever imagine and the whole thing. And
are big fans. But,
yeah.
But, Rod Stewart's concert was really good because he does his, you know, the stuff we were just listening to, the old stuff. And then, you know, he takes a little bit of an intermission and he comes out in a tux with the whole symphony and sings newer stuff.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that was a really good show. I'll tell you who else puts on a really good show is Elton John.
I know.
Just high energy.
I don't know
energy.
Why he didn't go to his show too. I know.
Guys like the glam band, just high energy, gets out on stage and just plays for 3 hours
or
2.5 hours. Anyway, it was fun. Yeah, those are all.
The only thing that's just, I remember, because I love Springsteen, like you can't believe.
Yeah.
And one year we went to his concert in Milwaukee.
Oh, man.
And which was great, you know, but he did all new stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, oh, boss, no.
Right.
I need 10th Avenue freeze out. Yep. I need. No. Yeah. And it was all new stuff.
That's it's where like, oh. Rod Stewart takes really good care in the beginning.
By the way, the quick poll, movie night at Minos, 60% yes, 40% no.
Yeah, well, that's your family.
Right. No, they'd be on the no side. Trust me on that. Hey, guys, you want to come over to my apartment and watch? Oh, boy.
Yeah, what is that? Is that tomorrow? Dad, tonight? Tonight? Oh, yeah.
Dad, I still got homework to do. Got to feed the horse, wash the car.
Christmas vacation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Rusty, you want to help Dad put up the lights? Oh, man. Dad, I'd love to, but I still got some homework I got to do. Got to feed the horses, wash the car. Yep. Love that. And that was, what's his name? Johnny Galecki, right?
Yeah.
Who then became big in...
well, he's on Roseanne for a bit, and then he, Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't see it. So, okay.
You didn't see Christmas Vacation? You had to have seen Vacation. Everybody saw that.
Yeah, maybe.
No? Okay,
I'm sure I did.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I just... I think Chevy Chase, I don't like him as a person, and I
don't either, but his character is so funny.
Yeah. That's the one with the RV?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Eddie, Cousin Eddie.
Okay.
The bleep stole.
I didn't read it. I something tells me you saw it more than once.
Oh, every year.
Yeah, so.
Multiple times every year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. See, no.
How can you not see? You've never seen
it? I've seen it. I'm telling you, I've seen it, but it didn't make an impression on me like it did with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I mean, every Christmas, people wear the T-shirts from it. Got texture. Is movie night BYO? Yes, it's yeah. It is, but it's also
it's bring
BYFM. Bring yours for me.
I was gonna put for Mino. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's BYO. Yes, okay. It is. I got a text here. Did you see Trevor Lawrence's new contract? Yeah, 5 years, $275 million. $275. That's mind-boggling. Yep. Mind-boggling. I mean, like you said, it's just Monopoly money at this point. It's just they got the money, so they might as well dole it out.
Yeah. And is that guaranteed? Probably some of it, right?
Some of it. Usually not all of it, though. But, okay, now we're 65%, 35%. Wow. So I'm gaining. I'm gaining in viewership.
All right, if it's more than two people, you're going to have to find a different place.
All right. Happy birthday, Steffi Graf, 55. You know, I always thought that was a weird one. Andre Agassi was married to from Blue Lagoon.
Bo Derek?
No, not Bo Derek. Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon.
You know, real famous. Really, really famous. You know what I mean?
Brooke Shields.
Oh.
So he was married to Brooke Shields.
Right.
Dumped her for Steffi Graf. I think that's a step backwards. What about you? Todd?
Maybe just because they had more in common, maybe?
I guess, but just looks-wise, I think a giant step backwards.
There's more to it than looks. I mean, maybe they were soulmates with Graf, and he didn't relate to Graf.
I'm just saying.
Soulmates.
I'm just talking about the important things.
Quick poll.
What's my
part? Is it looks or soul? Is it looks or soul? Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think that was a step backwards. I'd take Brooke Shields over Steffi Graf any day of the week.
For what?
Anything.
Life partner?
Whatever.
I don't think you're looking past the evening, so hey, that's why I'm trying to...
Okay. Whatever you want to call it. Boy George is 63. I thought he was dead.
No, he's alive.
No. Oh, but he was... Okay. Yeah. Now, that was weird.
Yeah, that was.
That was...
But you know what, though? If you didn't know... If you just heard the music, it's not that bad. He had a couple of songs that were bad.
Yeah, the songs were great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you ever hear the music without seeing them? That seems like that was all that.
Well, the radio. But I'm just saying, once you know his character, you might be a little whatever.
I couldn't listen to a song without seeing him. So I don't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Karma.
Right.
If you think about musicians back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, and meant like Duran, right? All these 80s groups.
Yeah.
Corey Hart.
Yeah.
They all wore makeup.
Absolutely.
They all had pink hair.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
But he took it.
Sure he did. Well,
he was one of the first ones to, yeah.
Right. No.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday.
I mean, he went all Flip Wilson on it, really.
Was there in Geraldine or something?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is 78 years old today.
Catching up to Joe Biden.
I guess. Marla Gibbs is 93. Marla, wasn't she the maid in...
Jefferson's.
Jefferson's.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Uh-oh. Tori says, Monday, I'm bringing in Matanki and Belgian tripe.
I think he's doing that for your movie night. He's in.
Oh, I got it. Oh, for movie night, he's bringing Matanki and Belgian tripe.
That Belgian,
or was that trip?
Trip.
That was trip.
That was the stuff we had last week at that
softball charity tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, Pichka.
Yeah. That's,
you weren't a fan, huh?
You like that, those brats that we're going to go get at that place next to Chives?
Pelkins.
No? Pelkins.
I've never been there.
I'm not sure I like... I might be old-fashioned in like a brat, and then I'll put that stuff on. Because that stuff, it's gotcha. Mixed within.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Instead of cooked within.
They cook that... Because it may not be the same proportion that you would put on.
I'm a big fan of cheesy brats. When they got the cheese inside the brat, and you cook it, it just melts and it's coming out. I love... Oh, I got a text here. No on the movie night. Wow. Okay.
Wow. That was,
wow, that was
kind of
a very
big...
not even a, hey, I can't make it. When is that? Oh my God. No.
Or not even a no thank you.
Shoot.
Just, that is just. Yeah.
I would love to be there. I just can't. I got a commitment. Just no.
Well, they get to the point.
Last thing in the world I would ever do.
I like people like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to, not this weekend, I think for that fourth, I'm going to go out to Pelkins and I want to try like, I mean, we're not going to try 72, but
get something different.
Four. I want to try like three or four different types. Put them on
the grill. Do it.
But bring
me some in on Monday.
Johnny, the sauerkraut, though, I just want to say that I like to put that on the way I like it. I don't want it mixed in like tripe or trip.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you put kraut on your brats?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I do sometimes.
You and I make, you guys.
I need to have a real spicy mustard to counteract it, though.
Oh, God.
Wow.
No, that's fine. I'm just listening to this. Do you picture this guy? Right? You don't just listen to the music. It's that problem with that. You know what? I make a great... You guys
got
to come over.
Okay, Dad,
this.
I'm sorry that he wanted to be a little different. You're so judgmental.
Not allowed in this house.
No wonder my friends hate you. All right, we got to set a break. We got Mark Houston coming in. Peter and Tracy Flukey
from
New
York.
Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans. And an amazing segment with Dennis Peters today. Wait to hear this one on Patriotic Songs.
Anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, right. Thank you.
I was going to welcome you back because Johnny was running in, but you've made it. All right, sorry, go ahead.
I quick. Got one here. Movie night at Mino's. Yes, 70, no, 30%. Count me into the party. Let's see how many people we can pack into Mino's penthouse.
Oh, my gosh. Like, what, eight?
You could fit a lot in there.
It's like that back in the
and 60s. You know what? Like I said, I've never had it.
With the phone booth.
I've never had another human being in my apartment. So I think that'd be kind of cool.
You know, that's, okay. Weren't we talking last night a little bit about going into places and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe they lived like this.
Yeah, we're talking about that. Yeah.
We're talking about our worst real estate experiences. And
you might think that
more
often mine.
More often than not, it's like, wow, this is, how can you live like this?
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't want to see
right,
it.
No
so
problem.
Pass.
All right.
Anyway.
So anyway, okay, we're just talking about this. So I'm disputing my ticket.
Absolutely, Johnny, you are right. And I've been 20 years I've been in government. You are right on this one.
So tell the story again so people understand.
All right, so this, all right.
Okay, so.
You bought a bike, which I think is cool.
Let's
just start with that.
Monday. And, okay, so I went down the trail like the first day.
The Fox River Trail.
Yeah, just to try it out,
which
just
is
right here.
So Johnny lives
right on the trail, basically.
On our studio. And it's free in the city of Green Bay. Free. So you can go, you know, on the city deck tonight. You can go Fridays on the Fox. Bring your bike. That's free. Now, the county takes over at Pollier and Adams. That's like the beginning of the Fox River Trail. So Johnny was on this free part in the city of Green Bay going back, testing out his bike, and he decided to go a little bit further into, like, you know, on the trail.
Well, yeah.
It's continuation. There's no sign that really says, you know, you're entering. It's no different color. It's just, okay, sorry, go ahead.
I had no idea how to get a thing, whatever. So then the other day, I'd taken Riverside down, and I was coming back. I went onto it by, like, Jimmy C's.
Yeah.
On that road. And I was coming down and just coming back, and the park rangers were there stopping. So they stopped me. They said, do you have a pass? I said, no. I said, I didn't really know. I said, I'm coming from the De Pere area. I didn't know how to get one or whatever. And she said, well, the kiosk is right here. I said, okay, I don't even know, but show me and I'll buy one right now. She said, well, it's out of order. I said, oh. Because I said, I'd buy one round. She says, it's out of order, so I have to give you a citation.
That's unbelievable.
Like, but I would buy one. Well, it's out of order. So she gives me a citation. And I know it's only $10.
That's like almost entrapment.
Something. But then, so then she also adds on $25 for a season's pass.
And he could have been a tourist.
I'm not saying I want to buy a season's pass. So they said, I got 5 days to pay $35.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's like, what? So I tried going to the courthouse here, but that's not where their office is. As they said, they're in Suamico someplace. So I called there yesterday. I talked to the lady, very nice lady, super polite and everything. I explained the thing, and she said she'd have somebody get back to me. So we'll see if they get back to me or not. But I mean, the thing is—
there's a lot wrong with that.
Well, it's like, I'll buy one. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll buy one right now. Well, it's out of order. So I got to cite you.
And, yeah. No, I think you are 100% right on that. And there's people that I think I told you that there's a lot of trails in the state of Wisconsin. There are some that are free. And because the municipality, the county absorbs the maintenance cost. And there were a lot of people lobbying to have that free, but it ended up where we charge $25 a year for a.
I have no idea how to buy it.
Right.
Didn't know. I mean, so I'm not trying to plead ignorance here, but seriously, I didn't even know that you had to do that.
Yeah. No, so, I can see where you'd be, especially, yeah. That's weird that she forced you to buy one. You know what I mean? Like,
and I even gave her my Manitowoc address. That's my permanent address, or my,
right,
you know.
Right.
Since, like.
You think they'd give you a warning.
I know, right?
And say, look, welcome to, thanks for, you know, being healthy, biking on our trails. And yeah, we here in the county of Brown charge $25.
Thank you for wading through 6 inches of goose crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to win this thing. I mean, or else we're going to get the people out with the signs and, oh yeah,
well. Well, I don't know if we'll go that far.
Like they did that.
But I just find it weird that I'll buy one. It's out of order. So I have to cite you.
Like I said, she's wrong on that. And, was she friendly? Was her customer?
She was super. Well, I told her, I was talking to her about, you know, living in Marquette. She goes to school at Northern. I mean, she's super nice. No, not a single negative interaction in any way, shape or form. But I just.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, again, we'll see how that goes.
$10 isn't anything. $35 is whatever, but I don't want to buy a season's pass.
Right. Because you can pike on the...
anywhere else, you know. Right,
for free.
And so that's what I just thought was weird.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I want to follow that because I'm interested for a lot of reasons. One is just the whole... Let's say you went down there with the good intentions of buying a pass. You couldn't have done it anyway.
Right.
And then for her to know what's not working today and trap you. I don't know, man. I think you are going to win that thing pretty easily. But we'll see. I mean, they're going to call you back. Is that what they said?
We'll see.
Okay. And who's calling you back?
I have no idea.
I wonder if it's...
because I went to the office here to talk to them about it yesterday. And they said, no, they don't handle it here at the courthouse. They said they're based in Suamico.
The county attorney is right here downtown. And he's a really good guy.
Who's that?
So, Dave. I don't know.
Dave. Okay.
No, he is.
Okay.
I don't know that it's at that level. I think the guy.
No, I'm not trying to. Right. You know, right. But
I think the guy, her supervisor is going to say, this is crazy.
Right.
Just get rid of it. Dismiss it. But maybe not. Maybe they're going to make a.
I know, right?
Make an example of you. Put you up the flagpole. The beginning of summer, if you don't.
So
have
what happens if I never pay it?
They impound your bike?
Banned for that. I mean, banned from the trails?
Do they impound your $24 bike? I don't know. You know what? That's interesting because, you know, like in parking. If you don't pay your parking tickets, right?
Next time you try to go get a license,
right, they're gonna
it
say,
shows
look,
up.
You gotta pay this.
You don't get a license, right. So you pay it.
Well, now they actually take your registration away.
For cars?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Well,
wow.
That's pretty serious then.
Because that happened to me. I didn't pay mine fast enough here in Green Bay, and they actually took away my registration. I had to pay even more then.
Wow. Just because of parking tickets.
Yeah.
Wow.
One parking ticket. That one.
Wow.
That, yeah.
The one that.
Yeah.
He got here early, and yeah.
I thought you were going to fix that.
I did
he
fix
did
it.
He did fix it, and then I said, you know what? I'm not going to use the mayor's name to...
oh, I would.
Yeah, I know you...
it's the only good thing with working with him is using his name. You got to get some fringe benefits. Come on. Yeah.
But Yeah, that was a weird thing, too.
It says, don't wait for callback. Show up at the Suamico office today before the deadline expires. Yeah, I mean, the deadline would be Sunday. So if they don't get a hold of me, so it's going to, yeah.
That's.
Where is the office? Where's their, tell me where their office is. I'll go there. Absolutely, I will.
Used to be downtown. I don't
downtown
know.
Downtown Suamico?
No, down. It used to be here, right?
I guess, but the lady told me it's in Suamico.
I didn't know they moved.
No. Yeah, I'll go there. I'll definitely
support the downtown.
Or I just won't pay it. I mean, I don't care. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think Todd makes a good point. I wonder what the ramifications are if you don't pay it. Do they, I don't know. I think you should look at that. Does it go on your tax bill?
I don't know.
Of course, you don't pay taxes here. You rent.
Right.
But you do pay taxes. You just don't know you are. It's one of those things.
Okay.
I could go with you this afternoon. I can't go after the show.
My representative. Oh, my God. This says Cousin Vinny all over.
Which is a great movie.
No. It says my Cousin Vinny all over it.
No appointment. We'll just walk in. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
All right. Anyway.
And I think, when we had the parking utility guy on here, Pure Lot, There's something to be said for a more friendly X, right? You know, like a more friendly parking utility, a more friendly. And I think the trails of all things should be that friendly. And I think a warning would have been appropriate. I mean, we're breaking it, right? You didn't have a license. But, I mean, a warning, especially with the kiosk out of order.
Well, I offered to buy one. Okay, I'll buy one right now. And I don't know how to do things. You know me. I don't know how to do things.
You don't. There's other places you can buy it in the city, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Big Wayne says, let me know if I need to shake anyone up at the Suamico office. I'll give my buddy Sky a call. Big Wayne.
I like Sky's name.
Sky's the guy that came in with that.
The homemade bourbon whatever. Yeah. That was awesome. I still use his bottle every day.
Yeah.
It's got the cork with the wire type thing on it.
Yeah.
And that's all I drink. I don't drink hardly any soda anymore. Listen here. I just fill that thing up with tap water. And I put in that hydration, either Tang or this powder, this lemon powder that's like super hydrating, okay? And that's all I drink is that cold water. There's something about certain bottles, certain glass, just simply taste better.
Yeah. How about that bourbon guy out on by Bay Beach? His design of the bottle?
Man, oh, man, phenomenal.
Those are the bomb. That was awesome.
That would be a nice thing for somebody to get
gift. For Father's Day.
Yeah. Really nice.
Well, I either one
of you guys. Any of you guys.
What did you say?
Maybe your birthday, we'll consider it. And I mean consider. We'll get you a half bottle or something. But Johnny, that's you get it, put this out in New York or Madison where your kids are. And they got a
Dom, you listening?
Or Dom, your kid. Yeah, Dom, we got one right here in De Pere.
Right.
So, yeah.
And be like, I'm busy, Dad. So anyway, you got those things going on. Right. But again, great show coming up today. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. And if anybody, he's actually coming in.
Oh, good.
So if anybody has any questions, but whatever, physical questions, text us and we'll throw them at Mark. Text us. Peter and Tracy Flukey, they made it to New York City, which is amazing. We're going to hear from them.
That's incredible. I mean, they started here, was that a month ago? I should
29 days.
29 days.
It's 29. Been that long. It has, yeah.
Right. Wow. And we checked in with them weekly and the hills, the weather, just going without. They had a plan to get from, A to B, but they didn't really have their stops designated. They didn't have hotels reserved, camping reserved. And
what does Mike Tyson always say? What's his most famous quote?
I don't know.
Everybody has a plan until I punch him in the face.
That's my favorite moment of the entire
week.
That's
funny. That is funny.
Everybody has a plan. Ram tight, punch him in the face. Yes. Michael Tyson.
Yes.
So Mark Houston coming in. Peter and Tracy Flukey. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans. That young man does so much for veterans. It's mind-boggling. And maybe I can coerce him into telling an amazing Iraq story involving an Iraqi sniper.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. Christy Barlamant and Dennis Peters, of course, the weekend. What's up? And then we've got live music, AJ Cross, singer-songwriter with Operation Song. What they do is they write songs based on veterans. They write original songs. They get the information from, the family.
Oh, yeah.
And they gather it, and they put it together in song for veterans.
Yeah.
It's fantastic what they do. So Dennis Peters, of course, being a very proud United States Army veteran, his stepdad, a Vietnam veteran. And so I want those two to just talk. You and I are step outside.
We'll just sit with Todd.
I mean, they're both huge veterans and huge into music. I want those two guys to just talk.
And we know a little bit about that, right? They've been on the show. We've had them, before.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's a very cool thing. And they really interview, and they really learn the story. The story,
yes.
The story fits that one person.
It fits the era.
But it's universal. What I'm saying is that it's about this person, but it's.
Yeah, they make it original.
Right.
But you know what I mean? But like the one that won Flyboys, my great friend Bob Plummer from Fond du Lac.
Right.
That was great. Like I said, it sounded like the Andrew Sisters.
Yeah.
So they made it that style.
Right.
So I can't wait to get them on today. So we got a lot of fun stuff taking place today.
Yeah. Todd, I'm with you on Johnny's. This week was funny because you did the whole gangsta thing, and then you did the what's up, and then you did the Tyson thing. So yeah, we'll just stay away from the. No, I'm not going to even trigger anything else.
Why?
No, no.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say. Well, at least we stayed away from the polka, but now he's going to go into that. So I just thought we'll just stay with the three you had. That was good. That was good.
Polka rap. All right, fine.
So this I'll talk about that Bellum thing too. So
yes,
this is the time of year where people are doing not new things, things they did last year, but it's the first time they're like doing it, gardening, biking. And if you feel like you got any questions about that activity,
absolutely.
Mark will tell you. And I tell you what, that what is underrated is 5 minutes stretch before, even if you're doing some.
Well, I was talking to my brother last night. We're going out to camp again, the deer camp.
Yeah.
I'm going up the first week, doing a bunch of work. Cutting wood, doing all those kind of things.
Does he have plumbing yet? Did you get that working?
There's plumbing.
No, there wasn't last time you went.
Well, yeah, it's fixed. Okay, put a new pump in. But anyway, and he said, I can't do much. I hurt my back. He said, just stupid thing, moving this big potted plant type thing. And it's my sciatic. And it's like, oh, have you had sciatic?
No.
Have you had sciatic? It's the worst. There's it's like you got a baby. So I'm going to ask Mark, is there anything you can do about sciatic? That's why I quit golfing, because of my sciatic. What? What?
The scores of 80.
I'll punch you in the face. Like I said, a quick break. Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday Father's Day weekend. What's everybody doing? I want to hear from some dads. Text us here. What are, like, what would you, because we did it for Mother's Day.
We did.
And 99% said,
I want them
to just to be alone, quiet, not have to do anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't go out for dinner and a nice,
but
leave me alone.
We got the good end of that deal, though.
Who?
Fathers.
What do you mean?
But when it comes to, like, a father and mother, I can only speak for myself, but they do a lot more work than I did.
Oh, yeah. You know?
So Father's Day is cool.
Yeah. Well, let us know. Dads, what would you like for Father's Day? What would be a perfect Father's Day for you?
Yeah. What would it be for you?
We used to go fishing.
Well, that's cool.
We'd always go fishing on Father's Day.
Like, that's a great memory. And
yeah,
that would be fun to go on Father's Day just with the kids, right?
Me and my dad, maybe my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Where we used to go fishing was real backwoods up in the UP. So it wasn't like going to a nice lake or anything.
I guess what I was asking, did you carry that tradition on? Did you go fishing with your kids on Father's Day?
Oh, you know what? No.
No, I drank.
But
what?
No. But I can show you a story I did. Brian Noble and I used to do a TV show called Hitting the Outdoors.
Huh?
Okay. And it was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. And no lie, it was a really good show.
Oh, yeah,
really
it was. Yeah, I do remember that.
And we did a story one day for Father's Day where we took our daughters fishing.
Yeah.
And I've still got pictures of it. I'll find someplace. My daughters are probably 12 and 10, 11 and 9.
Perfect age.
Something like that.
Yep.
And we're catching. And it was a really cool thing. So, yeah, I did. The whole story was on fathers and their kids fishing. I got a text here, cookout, hang out on the deck, enjoy the company of my family. Perfect.
That is a perfect Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know, and just hang with. And it's your day, right? I mean, it's kids. Your wife doesn't do anything for you because your husband. I mean,
that's the thing. I always think it's like you for Mother's Day. It should be the kids
that honor.
Yeah,
their mother and
yeah,
and maybe your kids. I mean, you can do the grilling because you're the dad, but you know, kids, they could make me make breakfast for you or something. But yeah, it's a nice day. Those are Those are good memories, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I miss my dad. I'm going to go to the cemetery and yeah.
Absolutely. Do it. No question about it. But yeah, that was always our family tradition, was going trout fishing on Father's Day.
We would eat.
we would eat.
we pretty much any excuse.
Got this one. I visited my father's grave, go have a couple of beers at the tavern he used to hang out.
Oh, that's cool.
After church on Sunday. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's...
That's very cool.
Right. I mean, that's just like reliving a time, not without him, obviously, but yeah, that's a good one.
You know, I have that memory, not Father's Day, but I remember on Sunday afternoons going to a bar with my dad.
My grandparents, I love them. They lived in Fond du Lac. We lived north of Fond du Lac, south of Oshkosh. And they would, one was Lutheran, right?
Yeah.
So she'd go to her church.
Yeah.
He was Catholic. He'd go to his church. And then after they'd meet up at one of two bars in Fond du Lac. Have a couple, right? In those little beer glasses.
Yes!
Right? Yeah, and then and then you could hear his old AMC Rambler coming down the road. They'd come after for a visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the best.
Yeah. And I remember I was having an Orange Crush.
Yep.
Sitting there having an Orange Crush. I felt so cool sitting on the bar stool.
You could have legally had a beer, right? Isn't that
I was like seven.
No. Isn't the law in Wisconsin?
I think so.
If you're with your parents... Is it just Sundays or is it every day?
I think it's every day.
Okay. If you're in a bar with your parents, you don't need to be of age to drink.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because there was something about that. And it kind of came to light because of the after church thing.
But are bars even open on Sunday mornings?
Well.
Anymore? I don't know.
I think so.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
We got some here that are. But yeah. Okay.
He'd have his one beer. You have a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yep. I'm glad you had Orange Crush. But
I'd have an Orange Crush.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fun.
Yeah.
I think that fishing thing you did with your dad I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Got a text here. The drinking age in Wisconsin is 21. Those under the legal drinking age may be served, possess, or consume alcohol if they are with a parent, legal guardian, or spouse who is of legal drinking age. I did not know that.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. So you could have started your whole life story much
earlier. Back.
Yeah.
So
I remember the first beer I ever had around my parents or family was at a Packer exhibition game in 1973. Packers against the Buffalo Bills. O.J. Simpson looked phenomenal. I'll never forget that. And that's the year he went out to rush for 2,000 yards. The quarterbacks this was a cool thing. The quarterbacks for Buffalo were Dennis Shaw, who went on to become Rookie of the Year.
Where did you go to college?
San Diego State.
Okay.
And Dan Dura. You ever hear of Dan Dura?
Never.
Where did he go to school?
I didn't even know he went to school.
William and Mary. But here's what I'm getting at, okay?
Yeah.
So it was raining, and we were in the, under the stand. We went under the stands, too, to get away from the rain. And it was so cool because they were warming up. The two quarterbacks were warming up outside of the locker room. But right there was a chain link fence in between, all the people walking through the under the, and then they were just from you to me away, literally, because I was right at the fence warming up. I thought that was the coolest thing ever, to be that close to NFL players throwing the football. And
did you see OJ?
Yeah, because then what they used to do...
Couldn't catch him on the field or off the field.
What they used to do is then the cops would come or something. They'd put like some sawhorses. Anybody out there remember these days? And they would come walking out of the locker room and they would walk right by you.
That's
and
cool.
Walk down the ramp and they go in the field. That was the coolest thing. We'd get there so early.
It's pretty close.
The only other thing I used to... And one of my buddies listening would know about this too. So what I used to do, we'd get there so early, the kickers were practicing, okay? And they didn't have the nets up. So a lot of times they'd kick it right into the stands.
Yep.
And you'd catch it and throw it back. And I tried to formulate a plan on how I could catch it, throw it to somebody,
right. You gotta get
that
out of
person
there.
Run, and then like throw it over the fence to another person. Yeah. We'd have an NFL football.
I'm surprised you didn't orchestrate. That's not that.
I didn't have enough friends. If it was in the UP, oh my God, no problem, Nagani. But
take like three, four people tops.
One pass
over the fence
the top
is the
thing.
Guy that's got
to
be
the
able
other
to
one over the fence. Boom, gone.
But you don't want that guy nervous to throw over the fence and hit the fence.
Oh, that would be bad. Then you're in
the
big
security guy would be there. So
big trouble.
Oh yeah, that I'm surprised you didn't pull that off.
I know that
would be
fun my
too.
Fantasy.
Yeah,
yeah. Got this one. Dump Run in Krivitz was the best. Stopped at Fuzzy's Bar, and my dad would give me a quarter for the pinball machine.
That's cool.
Beautiful.
Memory. That's
beautiful.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dads can do some things, and sometimes you do things
the littlest things
that you don't know are impactful.
Exactly.
Yet they are, you know, and like the kid, give him a quarter. His dad probably thought, well, here's my kid. I'm going to give him a quarter. And this, here we are how many years later.
You and know. You remember that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. No, that's super cool. I remember being allowed to go on the field after Packer inner squad game. Wow. I got Freddie Carr's wristband. Freddie Carr was Packers' number one draft pick in 1968 from Texas El Paso. Played his high school football at Phoenix Union High School.
Okay. That's awesome.
Freddie Carr. Love Freddie Carr. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, will be joining us. Peter and Tracy Flukey, Tim Cody. And wait until you hear our musical segment today with The Weeknd. What's up? Back up us.
Down that highway, when I turned around, I saw my little daughter.